Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tallis resident.
Hi there. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is the Democratic Party has waged a war on the Republican Party by criticizing them using the race card, claiming Republicans are racist. The Democratic Party has been regulating the blacks' dependence upon subsidies, forcing them to become subservient to the federal government and the Democratic Party. However, that Democratic tactic is ending because more blacks are listening and thinking for themselves. Kanye West, who is a gifted showman, is one of those examples. The Chicago-raised rap artist made news April 25, 2018, when he tweeted a curt defense of his support for President Trump and insisted on the value of independent thought. He stated on Twitter, "You don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him. We are both dragon energy. He is my brother. I love everyone. That's what makes us individuals, and we have the right to independent thought." President Trump's black poll numbers doubled after Kanye's statement. However, the left Democrat elitists, together with mainstream media, went ballistic, questioning Kanye's mental health. Others called his statements a betrayal. Still others accused him of perpetrating a vile publicity stunt. Even a Detroit radio station declared they no longer would play Kanye's music. Though I am not a fan of rap music, if I were a listener, I'd boycott that station. Liberal and progressive socialist commentators find themselves at a loss to explain what is happening. Here's what's happening. At present, we have the lowest unemployment of blacks and Hispanic in history. Thank you, Donald Trump. Blacks have realized that their black Democratic president did nothing for them. Unemployment of the blacks doubled during Obama's presidency. The charter school program under Obama was not extended. Blacks now realize that the Democratic Party wants to control and manipulate them to gain their votes. Again, suppression of the black community. There are three amendments to the Constitution which greatly helped African Americans, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. The Republicans in Congress at that time period voted in favor of all three amendments. The Democrats, 100%, voted against them. 13th abolished slavery. 14th declared blacks full citizens. 15th gave the blacks the right to vote. Blacks such as Kanye West, Diamond and Silk, Candace Owens, and many others are speaking out for the black community. They have the backbone for what they believe. When the Socialist Democratic Party screams racist at Republicans, who really is the racist party? I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.